The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. The Kinks, Ronnie.
Well, it took you like, I had to draw your attention to it because you're too busy playing with your iPhone.
It's a droid.
Droid.
Good song.
It's Tuesday, July 12th.
Good band.
2011.
What happened to, what's her name? What's her name?
Who?
The one you, she's like your golden earring, you said.
What, Sarah Bareilles? I listened to her on the way in.
So did you?
Yeah.
God, I'd love to see that. While yelling at other drivers.
No, I didn't. Not this morning. I almost did, but I didn't.
Go ahead. Do your schmear.
It's Volume 1, Chapter...
20.
Oh, good. I'm so proud of you. You keep up of the R&D radio show. You're listening to us on 11:10 a.m.
You caught me off guard there, too. I had a little skip there.
Yeah, well, you had to think, right? Or online at www.1110wccmam.com. If you're shy or timid, as our friend Jamie would say, you can email us at tips, at boopa, B-O-O-P-A, that's the letter O, .com.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, we will try to answer them. And if we don't have the answer today, we'll hopefully have it for you next week. And remember, you can always listen to any of our broadcasts online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D radio show. You can listen to the R&D show or click on the wedding tips show. You can listen to the wedding tips, which is now on hiatus for a while. So, Dan, what's up?
Well, Ron, I know you're very upset about something. Now, you told me about it when we were here. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to bring it up at all? I mean, that's outrageous is what it is. And that's why you got to be careful when you try to sell stuff on eBay. I mean, I could have done better selling a Superman comic book or something. That has like ripped edges and you know,
date stamped on it.
Date stamped on it
that I gave you?
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened, Ron?
No, I'm trying to sell my vinyl, and I...
Bruce, this is a tragedy.
What?
Listen to this.
I have original Beatle 45s, you know, with the picture jackets and stuff. And I put them on eBay, because I looked on eBay, and they were going for pretty good prices. And at a starting price of $250, and most of them...
And now name a few of the titles.
$2.50.
You're kidding me.
$2.50. Name some of the titles.
$2.50.
Yellow Submarine.
Oh, man.
Hello, Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
I Am the Walrus.
Wow.
Know, yesterday with the picture jacket.
Well, now, what was the flip side to that? Last night?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Act Naturally.
Wow, not even a skip. Act Naturally.
Yeah,
well, they're going to put me in the movies. Well, they
did. They're going to put me in the movies.
They did. They did put you in the movies, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
And then they cut it out. Well, you know, that's awful. $2.50 a piece, basically.
$2.50.
You know, now I sold the Golden Earring 45. The name of the song was called Dong Dong, Dicky Dicky Dong, and I got $15 for that.
Wow.
Had a little scratch. I mentioned that. $15.
Jeez.
Hey.
I felt like I got ripped off.
Well, that's what eBay is. You take your chance, and hopefully it could be a bad time of year, too. I mean, some of them... Actually, I think I timed it wrong because some of them ended the Sunday before July 4th. So there may have been a lot of people out because they tell you to end your auction late Sunday night on the East Coast.
Why did they tell you this?
Because
who's making these rules?
Well, because that's people are home usually, and if they're really looking for something, that's when they're looking, that they'll be home.
I see.
For the fine, you know, at the end of the bids when everybody starts sniping is what they call it. To get in, to get the item. But that's okay. I have plenty more records. If anybody's interested in vinyl, I have plenty more records.
Where's the best place to go online to purchase tickets for like an upcoming event? Say Red Sox, I've been to StubHub. Name another one. Is it like Ace Tickets?
Ace Tickets, I've gotten tickets from Ace.
They're pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah, you set up an account with them, and then, in fact, what I used to do, when I used to be driving through Saugus every day, I used to have them send it to the Saugus office, which is like right next to the Hilltop, and
right.
pick them up on my way down. But if it's an event that, if it hasn't started yet, I mean, Ticketmaster is the place you usually have to go, and it's usually
right, like sure.
10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday that the tickets go on sale.
Right, right. But I mean, tickets that people are selling, you know, where like some of these scalpers or whatever may have purchased a bunch of tickets and you're looking to pick some up.
I've used Ace. I've even sold tickets to Ace and got a fairly decent price for them.
Okay.
So Ace is the place.
Ace is the place.
Ace Tickets, yes.
All right.
And they're not even a sponsor.
They're not. Maybe we should call them.
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
Jeez, I was running kind of late coming here. I didn't think I was going to make it. I'm actually finishing up video work for a wedding that I did, and I was playing with the color correction and stuff because that's the wedding that Daryl shot. And he actually did half-decent work, but, I explain to him how to do the white balance. He's like, yeah. And he never did it. He was too busy looking at the food and stuff.
So what you're telling me is the video is out of balance.
Well, not too bad. I mean, there were a few spots where, you know, once they turn the lights down or something, then you got to, like, re-white balance or else you're kind of messing with it a little bit.
So when you're looking at it, it's right. Like the picture tilted to the left and then to the right, and, you know, it's out of balance, no?
Stick with DJ, okay?
I'm just.
Okay, what do we got? What are we doing? Is it hot enough for you out there?
Oh, don't you love that question? Is it hot enough for you?
Too hot. I love it, actually. It's about time.
You like that it's hot out? You like the humidity, too?
It's been a while coming. It's felt like March right through June, basically. So, yeah, I'm enjoying the humidity, too. Well, am I odd? Is that wrong?
No. You should move to Florida. Then you could have it, you know, all year round. So you don't have to worry, like me, you don't have to worry about frizzy hair. That's why the women hate it.
Wait a minute, what are you saying? If my hair frizzes, what I get left?
Well, I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem at all. Right?
I guess. Bruce, you got frizzy hair?
Not this week.
So anyways, I had an appointment last night.
Did you?
For a wedding I have coming up next week.
Oh, wonderful.
And, you know, when we're doing a wedding, we go
well, hang on, hold on. Did you, like, offer video work at all? Did you throw that in as, like, you know, a possibility to maybe have somebody shoot some video for them?
Well, I would.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But here's what
we'll discuss this later.
Wait a minute. What they said to me was, do you know someone who shoots balanced work? And I said, at this time, I don't. So, anyways, when we do a wedding, we do a home visit. We go there. Because we usually do it like the month before, and that's when things are crazy. So
Right. Instead
of having them come to us, we go to them. It just makes it easy. It's home field advantage. It just takes so much pressure off of them of having to worry about another thing. And, we went over the day and everything. And what I found was interesting is this is a wedding we're doing the ceremony and the reception
right.
at the same place.
Okay.
So, you know,
I love those.
Yeah. And we were doing it, the one half of the room is where the ceremony is going to be, and then the other half will be for the reception. So it works out, you know, fairly well. Works out well. It's great. So, but, you know, meeting with them at the house, I mean, it's really so appreciative at that time that you're giving them that service that they don't have to worry about gathering everything and coming to you.
Right.
That's the whole thing about doing the home visit, which is what I've always done because I think it's especially at that time, like I said, the month before, and this is only like 2 weeks before. So
yeah, it shows that you're prepared, you're ready to go,
right.
You're
and we
excited
went over
about
everything.
It.
And that's part of it. You know, we were going over everything. Oh, geez, I didn't think of that. Oh, geez, I didn't think of that. You know, so it's stuff that you can point out to them and help them out. But yesterday, I also got a call from a girl who was shopping, and she was looking for somebody. And the question she asked me, she asked me for a quote, and I, you know, asked her where it was. You know what it was. It's a wedding and all this, and I gave her a quote. And I said, "That's the flat rate for anything that we do." She goes, "You don't charge extra for experience and stuff." I says, "No, we're not an agency, because that's what a lot of these agencies,
right?
You know, if you want this guy, it's this much. If you want this system,
yeah,
it's
sure.
that much." And so, you know, she was kind of surprised at that too. We have a caller. Let's see what the caller is. Go ahead, caller.
I charge extra for experience.
You do?
I do.
Are you kidding me?
Can you shoot a balanced video?
I can do whatever. I do it all.
Everybody, yeah, she does it all right. She drives me crazy. This is my wife, Kathy.
Oh,
Bruce,
hi.
This is my wife.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. Here's a bell for you.
I know who it was.
Hey. I know you know.
I know that voice.
Yeah.
A bell for there.
What's the topic about today?
Anything. What do you want to talk about, honey? Am I in trouble for anything? Have I done something?
Not yet, no.
Are we going to the beach tomorrow?
I'd like to.
You would, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Find a place on the rocks up there in Rye?
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
I know, we're on.
Go ahead, Kathy.
What?
It's Charlie.
Kathy, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know.
Her nickname is Charlie. Honey, why did we call you Charlie?
I really have to get into that. Hopefully.
It doesn't have to do with the MBTA, does it?
No, actually, when she was born... Her father thought she looked like Charlie Brown.
Oops,
is it?
Shut up, Danny.
Well, what was it?
Yeah, I just don't want to get into it, but don't be lying.
I thought that...
That's not it. He doesn't listen to me. See,
that's what I've been telling everybody for 21 years.
Then you've had the story wrong all those years.
Now you're in trouble. You weren't in trouble before this phone call started. But now you pushed it, and now you're in trouble.
His little Charlie Brown.
Charlie, go ahead. What's your question?
I don't really have one. I just wanted to know what you guys are talking about, seeing what you're up to, and I had some free time on my hands here at work.
Wow.
Yes.
I know. And
how
my
did
boss
that
has given me a look like, what do you mean?
Who? Who is?
Erica, my boss.
You want to put her on? Oh, get Erica on the phone quickly if she could.
Oh, hold on a minute. One second.
Now, this girl, she
why,
does...
Why are you requesting...
Erica, now, this is Erica White, correct?
This is Erica White, correct.
And she actually does roller derby. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, she does. Do you like roller
derby? At the Shriners?
No, not at the Shriners. No, that's the Boston League. They're very, very good. But no, I play for New Hampshire Roller Derby. We play out of JFK Coliseum in Manchester.
No Ooh. Kidding!
Yep.
I love that. You know, one of my favorite movies is Whip It.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I love that. I used to watch roller derby as a kid.
Same thing. Me too. In fact, she has a. You want to tell them about the one coming up in Manchester? This sounds like it was planned, but it really wasn't.
It really wasn't. No,
this is great. Yeah, I want to know because I almost went to one in at Shriners, but it was my grandson's birthday that day, so I couldn't go. But when's the next game?
The next game is on July 30th. It starts at 5:30. It's going to be our A team, the Skate Free or Die All Stars. Are going to be playing. Actually, they're going to be playing the Boston Bee Party,
Whoa.
And then two of our home teams, the Seabrook Meltdowns, which is what I'm on, and the Nightmares on Elm Street are going to be playing. So it's a doubleheader. It's $12 at the door, or $10 if you go online to nhrollerderby.com. And this really wasn't planned, but it is a plug, apparently.
Yeah, this really sounds like, I mean, this is just making the show flow.
This is great, Dan.
Now, Erica, what got you into this?
My husband and I went to a Fisher Cats game, and someone handed us a flyer, so we went to check it out. And I said to him, I'm like, oh, I'd love to do that. He's like, you should totally do that. And then we didn't really talk about it, and then Whip It had come out, and we watched the movie, and he's like, you really should do that. And then... I tried out, and I've been doing it ever since. I didn't even know how to skate when I started doing roller
derby. Right, and I know that you had a lot of bumps and bruises and stuff while you were going through all the practicing and all that.
Yes.
Erica, did you have Barbie skates?
I did not as a child, not at all. I should have, obviously.
No, she knows what I mean, because she saw the movie. You obviously haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah,
I have not seen it. When did this movie come out?
Probably a couple years ago now.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good movie.
Now, is the Devo song Whip It playing?
It does not play, no.
Oh.
That would be appropriate.
It would be appropriate.
But, yeah, no, it's a really great sport to play. You know, there's not many sports out there for women of all ages, and that's the thing. We have people from the age of 21 to probably close to 50 playing, and it's really...
Okay, well, we're going to be plugging it now. You're going to have to talk to some of your ringleaders there and see if they can donate a little to the cause here.
We might be able to do that. We'll have to work something out.
Excellent.
So I have what I wanted to ask you, now, this starts at what time?
It starts at 5:30 on the 30th of July at JFK Coliseum in Manchester. It's on Beach Street.
Okay. And
he's writing all this down.
Oh,
right,
good. Now. Good.
Yep. I saw your promo card. How did you get on that?
They select a different skater every month. And
I see.
They take shots of us, sometimes in action, and then sometimes just from photo shoots that we've done. And
I wouldn't want to go up against her, Ron.
Yeah, I look a little scary in that picture.
You definitely do.
My derby wife, as it's called in roller derby, Pixie Bruiser, she does all of our flyers and stuff. She's a really amazing...
Pixie Bruiser,
yes.
What's your name?
Techno Destructo.
Give us a few more names.
Maybe Naughty. That Thistle Hurt.
Oh.
God. Mack Truck Mel.
Wow.
Garrison Slammin.
Aren't they great?
How about this? I love the name Seabrook Meltdown.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that became great. A little controversial, though, after the earthquake that had happened and the tsunami in Japan. That got a little controversial. But we've had that name for a long time, so... We don't, you know.
It's funny because when you said that you picked up a card, you were at the Fisher Cats game.
Yep, they were just handing out flyers to promote. Because we do promote, you know, now that I'm on the league, I understand how it works. They promote at various locations.
Well, the way I saw the one that was going to be over at Shriners was, believe it or not, I was with Daryl in Cambridge hanging up posters.
Who's Daryl?
Daryl Silva, you know who Daryl is, for the movie.
Oh, God
and
bless.
I saw this thing, it looked like a postcard, and I said, roller derby, and it said... It said roller derby, and I says, wow. And then I saw the dates and stuff and where it was going to be at Toronto. But this is great. It's starting to come back.
It is for sure. Like, it's really in New Hampshire right now, there's 5 leagues in New Hampshire, believe it or not. And this, I don't know how many are in Massachusetts currently, but it's really becoming big, and it's very competitive, and it's way more than people even know. Like, there's DNN, which is the Derby News Network, I believe, or something along those lines.
Right.
People compete. They go to. I mean, it's turning into something very big. The Boston team is in contention for stuff like that because New Hampshire Roller Derby, just be like the one that I'm on, just became a WFDA league, which is the Women's Flat Track Derby Association league. So now we're going to try to get in contention to be in, you know, competitions with other leagues. How many on a team?
Yeah.
Pretty much every team has about 20 players.
Wow.
We have 5 teams. There are some players that do both a home and an away team. Because that's saying we have 2 travel teams and we have 3 home teams. So I'm actually on a travel team and a home team. I'm also on a...
Now, Erica, are there different seasons? I mean, is there just a certain season where it's just a few months out of the year? Or are there different... you know, summer, then another one up in the fall.
No, it's pretty much all year, I believe. Like, we take off November and December due to the holidays, but there's basically from January to October we practice, and pretty much most of those months we have games, so there's no set season. It's pretty much all year long.
And how many per month do you figure you guys do?
2 a month. Well, for travel teams, it's 2 a month, every 2 weeks. So then you travel to an away game, and then you play a home game, and you do that. Home teams, it's a little less. It's probably like 1 every couple months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's good. It's a big commitment, but it's well worth it. And, like, NHRD has been so good to me. I didn't even know how to skate. They taught me everything. It's been very good. I love it.
They used to have that on television, remember, years ago?
Yeah.
That was brutal. That was a little more staged.
And she calls off the jam. Yeah.
I used to love that back then.
Well, that's when I was a kid, my dad used to have me watch that. And Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, is what he also had me watch. I don't know if you remember that.
Erica, I got another one you may want to bring to this area.
Oh, yeah?
Are you on Facebook?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a league called Lingerie Football League.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm serious.
Lingerie?
Lingerie, L-I-N-G-E-R-I-E, Lingerie Football League. And
geez,
I think they're in the Chicago area.
Yeah, I'm looking at it online. All of a sudden, it got hot in here.
It must have got hot in there. How did we get on this conversation?
Well, it's similar. I mean, this is a female sport.
It is a female sport, but I don't... Yeah.
Now there's one picture of the girl. She's got the skimpy little shorts on, and with the number 9 on it.
Yeah, how are they playing in those? Well, I shouldn't say that because in roller derby we dress up.
Ron, you gotta turn that off. I gotta concentrate here.
There's nothing.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, don't be lying to me. All right,
Seriously, check it out if you get a chance. It's called Lingerie Football League.
I will check it. I will do that for you. I will check it out.
Okay, can you put the boss back on the phone?
I will put the boss back on.
You're going to get in trouble.
Good luck.
In trouble. I am the boss.
Yes, oh, that's right.
No, he needs his boss.
Hold on one second.
She's the boss.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
What's the supper tonight?
Whatever you're cooking.
All right.
All right, but I have to get back to work. Have a good day, guys.
Charlie, yeah. Don't forget to bring home the devil dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to get Ron to go to the roller derby meet, so.
Okay.
We're going to go with a whole bus of people or something.
I'll go.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. I got to get going now.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye, guys.
So, what? Maybe we should, try to round up a bus load of people to go up and check out some roller derby.
Like I said, I was going to go to Shriners. To see it, and you should see the movie Whip.
Okay.
Whip it.
Okay.
It's great. It's Ellen Page is in it. You know who Ellen Page is?
Yes.
Juno.
Yeah. Right.
And Kristen Wiig.
Sounds familiar.
She's from Saturday Night Live. Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
She's the one who directed.
Who's that? I'm kidding.
Alligators in the Sores. From E.T.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking
about? Absolutely. I'm kidding, of course.
It's a good movie.
All right.
Okay.
Isn't that wonderful?
That was
completely unexpected.
Good call, Dan. It's a good call.
Well, she called me.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good call.
Okay. Listen, maybe we should go to a break. I got some very exciting news when we come back.
You do?
I think it's exciting. I don't know if you might not think it's exciting.
You're listening to the R&D Radio Show. We're on 1110 AM WCCM, and if you'd like to call us, it's 978-687-8005, or out of the area, or in the area, 978-687-8005, out of the area, 877-687-8005. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Exciting news after the break. She was walking next to me singing.
Are you looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at toppdentist.com. That's toppdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Now, why aren't these guys, like, in the same sentence as, like, The Who, The Rolling Stones, The Kinks? You know, I mean, they've been around longer than all those bands.
Who is it?
That would be Golden Earring. The name of the song is Will and Mercy. These guys are great. When Keith Moon for The Who died, they wanted Golden Earring's drummer. Are you tired of me making this argument? I just don't get it.
Listen, hear it? Click, click, click. Hear all the radios clicking off?
Click. Well, no, why are you doing that? Is there anything offensive about that music?
No. I'm just, you know, I like to give you a hard time.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, that's all it is.
That's like, now that particular song there, when I went over to see them in 1997, I was in touch with the guitarist. We were emailing back and forth. And that's a song that they hadn't played in years. In fact, I don't think it was ever played on stage. And I requested it. And when I went out there, amazingly, they played it for me.
Wow. You have a lot of influence with them.
It's amazing.
You did. I mean, so. Hey, you're listening to the R&D Show. We're on 1110 AM WCCM. And you can call us here if you'd like, 978-687-8005. Or if you're out of the area, 877-687-8005. And if you're shy, you can email us, tips@bupa.com.
And did you want to hear the exciting news?
Yes, go right ahead. What's the exciting news?
Well, as you know, I ride a Harley Davidson around.
What model?
Road King.
A Road King. Yes. I want to make sure that
that's... And it's been my mission to hit all the New England states. I know now there's probably some riders out there going, ooh. Wow, big deal, because a lot of guys like cross the country and all that. But for me, the thing was to hit all the New England states, and I've also hit New York. So the two states that I hadn't been down to was, now when I say down to, what do you think they are, Ronnie?
Well, let's see. If I'm looking at my map, I would think it would be Rhode Island and Connecticut.
No, it would be Maine. According to Charlie, it would be Maine.
Yeah, down Maine, it would be.
No, it would be. It's Connecticut and Rhode Island. So it was hot yesterday, and I kept thinking about it. I'm saying, I don't know, maybe I should wait for a cooler day. But I ended up saying, you know what? If it's too hot, I'll just turn around. Ended up at Foxwoods. It was great riding through the garage and that engine rumbling in there, and hit the craps table. It did okay for a while, but ended up, donating to Foxwoods, I guess.
House always wins.
Yes. And then I hop back onto, 395 over there?
395, isn't it?
395.
I don't remember.
Then
back to 495.
Hopped onto Route 6, to go over to Rhode Island. I didn't realize how close Rhode Island was, actually. But then ended up going through Providence and hitting 95 and coming back that way.
Why would you come back? Oh, because you were Rhode Island. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
I mean, now, was that the smart thing to do? Are you familiar with... If you were going to, say, Gillette Stadium, how would you get there? What's the quickest way?
From this way, I think it's 495. The shortest way is through Boston.
Right.
But the traffic.
Yeah, well, I ended up doing 95 because I know that 495 does that like loop type thing, you know?
495 is a bigger loop.
So you think 95 is longer?
95?
But the thing is, 495 is so beat up, you know, that especially when it starts getting dark, you might not see some of the potholes and
stuff. No, if you're close to 95, Route 128, 95, same thing. It's usually easy. It's shorter if you come up that way and then go up 93. But depending upon the time of day, the traffic.
Oh, even going up 93? Because, the reason I didn't go up 93 is because I know they're doing that bridge work over there in Medford.
Yeah, but if you're on 95, you're past that.
On 95, but you're saying I could have taken 93.
No, 95 to 93 when you get into Woburn.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I did.
Woburn, yeah.
90. Okay, because I could have hit 93 south of Boston off of 95 a little further back.
If there's no traffic, it's shorter. It really is. It just cutting through this, but it's hit or miss because you never know what the traffic.
But anyway, that's what I did. So I hit Connecticut, Rhode Island. So now I've been to all the New England states and New York. Isn't that pretty exciting? Didn't
Absolutely.
I tell you I had exciting news?
That's it. I mean, I was sitting on the edge of my seat. Excuse me, I'm going to have to go to the men's room now. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Pointer Sisters. That's a song. I'm so excited.
Well, speaking of songs. Now, I know you get a few things to get into, but you just brought me to this, too.
Come on.
This show is really going nowhere, is it?
Let's cool Although things down
Although we did
here.
The roller derby thing, that was a hot topic. What I have here is the 10 songs to keep you cool during a cruel summer. Do you think it's a cruel summer? It might
cruel
not be a
summer.
Cruel summer, but it's hot right now. I don't know if I know all these, but if you know them, hum a few bars, okay? The number 10 is... Ice Ice Baby by who?
Ice Ice Baby? Vanilla Ice.
Wow, Rod. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Isn't it on there?
Yes, it is, but geez. Wow. This guy knows his music, folks. If you're looking for a DJ, this is the man. I don't care what anybody says. I might pick on him, he picks on me, but I know he knows his music. All right, let's try you again. You're not going to get this one. Cold as Ice.
As cold as ice, Foreigner.
Wow! Bruce, he's unbelievable.
Two for two. Woo!
What about... Oh, I know you're going to know this one. It's from a soundtrack, okay? The name of the song is Cool.
Ooh. Cool. Boy. Crazy boy. Keep cool. I had to sing that song in West Side Story.
That's right. Wow. You're not going to know this one. I wouldn't know it either. Lemonade.
Who is it?
Yeah, Beck.
Beck. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That sounds like a bear.
Call Me the Breeze.
Call Me the Breeze. No, don't know.
You can't call me the breeze.
No.
Something like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh.
No, you're not into that stuff, huh?
Oh, well, that's your music.
What about Winter Wonderland? Everybody's done it.
Winter Wonderland?
Yes.
Engelbert Humperdinck, Sinatra.
Right in the Sinatra.
Tony Bennett.
Who else in that?
Dean Martin.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Milkshake.
That's, I know it. What's the first letter of the name?
K.
Go ahead. Next letter.
I don't. E.
What is it?
It's Kellis.
Kellis. Yes.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
Hot in here.
Oh. It's really hot in here. Let's take off all our clothes. You know that song?
I've heard it. Who is it?
Oh,
Nelly,
thank you. I know. Okay. I know it, but...
Escape, the...
Pina Colada song.
Yes.
Rupert Holmes.
Very good, Ron. Wow. And now the last song.
The number one
really,
song?
Yes, I'll be surprised if you know this, but you probably do, because you're surprising me, and this is a popular person, who I believe is now defunct, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. But I could be wrong. I might be confusing him with someone else. I go swimming?
I don't know.
Peter Gabriel.
Really?
Is he... Is he the one who passed away? I get confused with him and the one who did the...
You think of Robert Palmer? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's Robert Palmer. See? Were those guys both in the same band together or something at one time? Or?
Peter Gabriel. He's still alive.
All right, so it was Robert Palmer.
You're batting, you're batting 5 out of 10.
He did pretty good, huh? I'm surprised that's you knew Vanilla Ice.
That was a popular song.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to your music, and I just keep putting on Golden Earring and Grateful Dead.
I can't. What can I say?
Well, the Kinks got me excited when you turned on that.
Well, next week you may be on your own, Mr.
What?
I have jury duty.
I don't know what to talk about.
Duh. If I can, I'll call in.
Yeah.
I'll be adjourned probably at that time. Let's see, between 9 and 10. Yeah, they'll be giving us our instructions as to what we have to. I'll know Monday because they have to call in Monday.
All right, well, you're going to have to give me all this information.
Yes.
Like, let me see if I'm going to practice
can
here.
Can you do the first page? Here you
go. Did you plug John Salewski yet?
No, we haven't, not yet.
Good morning, I'm Ron Fev. I already screwed up. Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
There you go.
It's Tuesday, July. You even put the date and everything. Look at this. Look at this of the R&D radio show.
In case someone like you has to take over.
You're listening to us on one... See,
I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're listening to us on 1110.
If you're lucky, I'll call Monday and I won't have jury duty.
Today's guest is... We will be discussing with... You can reach us by...
Those.
If you're shy,
fill in the blank.
See? We will answer.
Have you ever? Let me ask you this: have you ever served on a jury?
Never served, but I've. They really don't call me too often, but
they call me like clockwork.
Really?
Oh,
the last one was probably a good 10 years ago. Now,
really?
Why is that?
I'm like every 3 years I get the.
Yeah, I know
get
a lot
notice.
Of people are like that. I hope I'm not on some list.
Do you vote?
They're looking for me. I vote. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
I shouldn't be saying this because I don't want that phone call. Or
I don't
want to
get into this subject, but the thing is, being on a jury, it's interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
The first case I had was a drunk driving case.
Mm.
And let me just say, you're sitting there on the jury, and the prosecution comes over and is saying, this person did this, we got this, we got this, we got this. And I'm sitting there going, well, why the hell are we even here? And then the defense comes in, and you get into that room and you start talking. And you're deliberating, and believe me, what it looks like at first, and then by the time things change, and I know a lot of people are upset right now about juries,
right.
For a particular case that just came down,
right.
But if you haven't served on a jury, I think it's hard to kind of understand what goes on in a jury room, and what you have to do is... Look at the evidence, and if the evidence isn't there, that's...
What was that old classic movie?
Oh, 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That is a good movie.
12 Angry Men.
Yeah, very good. In fact, you know who was in that?
Well, there was a new one and an old one.
The guy who was in The Exorcist. Do you like films, Father? Do you like... I go to the movies. The detective there. He was in it.
Oh,
What's his name? Come on, you know.
I do know. Just give me a minute. My neurons have,
Okay, yeah.
They don't...
This show is just a little awkward today.
It is?
I was going to talk about something, and I completely forgot.
Oh, well, that's why I make notes. One thing I do want to make... Another thing I did want to mention was last Friday...
Hold on, I remember what I was going to say before I forget.
Oh,
do you
go
have
ahead.
That written down so
yes.
you remember? Because I'm going to forget... Our number one fan out there, Bill, give me a call, please. I want to know when the Yankee homecoming is. I forget the dates that you told us, and I know you're listening.
July
30th. Give us a call. Is it July 30th?
Yes.
Till what? August 9th? Is that what it was? Bill, call and confirm. Okay, go ahead.
Last Friday on the Sicilian corner, a paisan from East Boston was on, Mr. Pat Benty, and I wanted to call in, and I didn't get a chance to call in.
Hang on, we get a phone call.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi there. You were asking what the date is?
Yes.
July 31st. Until August 7th.
Okay. All right. We were close.
Why? What did you think?
Well, he thought August 30th that I thought it ended.
No, I thought July 30th.
I mean July 30th that I thought it ended August 9th.
Well, we used to have it 9 days. Remember a long time ago when we first started it out, it was a 9-day celebration. The problem was we wound up losing money on that first day.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, we had figured it out. The board of directors and a whole bunch of us volunteers that had been around it for a while had figured out how much money we lost on the first day. Because nobody was really attending the stuff, so.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing there, Bill?
I run Old Fashioned Sunday, the first day of the whole entire week.
Just the first day?
Yep.
Okay. Old Fashioned Sunday.
Right.
I'm there that first day, I'm going to pass by and say hi.
You know, I'll be running around like a chicken with his head cut off, but if you do stop by, just ask any of the other volunteers, hey, where's Bill Greenwood? And they'll get a hold of me. We all have radio contacts, so.
And will you give me a free Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, very funny.
He's trying to make money.
Tell you what. Get yourself a partner and go in the canoe tilting contest.
All right.
You mentioned that last time.
Right.
Ronnie, you want to do the canoe tilting contest?
It's a lot of fun, I'll tell you right
if you
now.
If you wear that shirt you're wearing right now, that would be classic.
Oh, thanks.
I'm telling you, it is a total blast. The winning team gets a trophy.
Wow.
We have three trophies for the first three places, and it is so much fun to watch.
Excellent.
Plenty of food, good musical entertainment in the afternoon.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to hit it one of those days. If I can get there that first day, what is that? Land on a July 31st?
That's a Sunday.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Write this down. www.yankeehomecoming.com.
Okay.
You're going to come on the homepage. You're going to click over on the left-hand side for the events calendar. It's going to give you all the events for the whole entire week and what the times are. And what the locations are.
And where is the Old Fashioned Sunday located?
Right up on the Bartlett Mall, if you know where the Superior Courthouse is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right behind the Superior Courthouse, it's on the opposite side. Sunday morning, we started off with a great pancake breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning till noontime, $6 a person. It's all kind, you know, it's three different kinds of pancakes. Chocolate chip, regular, and blueberry pancakes.
Ooh, my mouth is watering.
Ooh. With either bacon or sausage.
Mm.
It's all you can eat, and there's coffee and juice and tea. And I'm telling you, all the proceeds of that one go to Turning Point.
Right. Excellent.
Bill, breaking news. The Yankee Homecoming 2001 program books are now available. Click here for the locations where you can purchase yours.
I already have mine.
Oh, you do?
I'm one of the few of the proud that get theirs free.
How about the Black Duck in the Tannery, 7-Eleven on Stry Avenue, Richdale on State Street, Fowl's Luncheonette on State Street, Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, and Larry's Spirits on Merrimack Street?
But you know what's so much easier is look it up online, and then that way you know exactly where you want to go and what time you want to be there. And just pull out your credit card for parking, because parking is expensive now.
Hey, Bill, I got a great idea of how to plan, get prepared the night before for your first day of the Yankee Homecoming.
What's that?
We're all going to go up and watch some roller derby up in Manchester, New Hampshire.
You know where I'm going to be the night before? I'm going to be down at the Brewfest, down behind the tannery area. Behind the custom house.
You know what? Somehow the roller derby sounds a little more exciting.
Well, when you're on an event chairperson, you have to make an appearance to support the rest of the event.
Actually, I mean, you're saying that, and that's actually kind of making my mouth water too. A lot of fun things this summer.
You know, it's 54 years, okay? Well, we've only had 53 general chair people.
Wow.
And every year it gets better and better. Bruce will tell you about the crowds. The crowds are unbelievable down there.
Yeah, I've seen it. It is crazy. All right, Bill. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
You must have us speed dialed right into your phone there, huh?
No, I've been listening. No, I had a feeling somebody would be calling up there, because you're the second one that's asked about Yankee Homecoming, believe it or not, today.
Okay. All right, my friend.
I feel privileged, so.
All right, well, hopefully I'll see you there, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Bill.
All right,
later.
Bye-bye.
No, like I was, well, I just want to go back because I don't want to forget my.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. My my paisan from East Boston,
yes.
Pat Bentley, was on last week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Whitey Bulger.
No. He's not a paisan.
No, he's not, but you guys live close by.
No.
I bet he.
Eastie Southie was a big rivalry. I was from Eastie.
I bet you were in his sights.
I was in his sights. Probably, yeah. I've been in a lot of people's sights.
Back when you had.
I was in your sights for a while, wasn't I?
You still.
But anyways, Pat Bentley was here on the Sicilian Corner, and I was trying to. I was going to call into him, and then I ended up running an errand, and it took longer than I expected, so I didn't get a chance to call him, but I just wanted to recognize that. He came all the way from East Boston.
Who's this now?
Up to Pat Bentley. He's a singer.
Yeah.
He's an Italian. Nice he's an job. Italian. That's all you need to know is he's an Italian, and he was in the Sicilian Corner on Friday. I heard him.
Hmm.
Hmm. Now, as far as Tippecanoe, I can't do that. Tomorrow, it's 1 year since I broke my back. So.
Oh, my goodness.
1 year.
So. Oh, horrifying. Horrifying story.
Oh.
And you know what's? I still can't watch people. Like, they show that guy falling.
Oh.
I look at stuff like that, and it's still.
What about John Belushi on the ladder in Animal House?
Please.
Well, that was a little bit. Well, he was jumping on them. Mm. Yeah. Did you see the home run derby? Another guy almost.
Yes, I did.
Luckily, his friends caught him by
his
leg and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Last night, did you
see
that?
I didn't see that.
I saw a replay this morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he almost fell over.
Please.
Going for a ball.
That wasn't the same place, was it?
No. That was Arizona.
Where'd the other one happen?
Houston.
Yeah,
was it in Houston?
Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah.
That was...
And Texas Rangers. Well,
that's awful. I mean, oh, my God. That's awful.
And I just... And anytime I see something like that, it just it bugs me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about Alex Gonzalez, huh?
I know. But how about Robinson Cano?
Yeah. Yeah. His father pitching to him.
I know.
Wow.
That was great.
That kid is unbelievable.
Yeah. He's one of the players that I like on that team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another experience I had last night on my way home, I had to get something to eat. So I stopped at Kelly's Roast Beef in Saugus.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
You like Kelly? Have you ever been there?
Folks, if you listen, when he talks about food, he folds his hands. Go ahead.
I'm Italian, Dan. I talk with my hand. Anyways, they have, Coca-Cola has this new fountain out that, you know, like when you buy something, they give you a cup, you go over to the fountain and decide what you want. So you go over and it's a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I click like Coke Zero. Then all of a sudden, all these dots come up.
Wow.
And there's like Coke Zero, Cherry Coke Zero, Vanilla Coke Zero.
You can.
I forget how many different flavors you can mix with this fountain.
Wow. So that's kind of like when you were a kid. You used to mix the grape with the orange. Yeah. And
no, it's like when you were a kid and you used to go to the fountain to the at the old corner drugstore and tell them, you know, give me a vanilla Coke. And that's what they used to squirt this stuff in.
Oh, the little things that you get excited about. And you seem so happy. And, you know, I can bring you down so fast.
Go ahead, bring me down.
Beatles 45, 250. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. So you like this machine?
No, it's just something new that's out. Plus, Coca-Cola's raising their prices, so your cost of soft drinks is going to be going up all over the place anyway.
Oh, man. So. I don't really drink that much soda, but every now and then. You know what
soda.
I feel like right now? Not right now, but maybe tonight. A root beer float.
When you started saying that, I figured it was a root beer float. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Did you start saying root, and then,
did.
Yeah, well, that's what you start. And what do you like, vanilla ice cream?
Yes, I do.
Do you go to A&W?
Where's that?
It's up on Route 28 in Salem with Kentucky
Fried
Chicken.
Why, they make them up there?
There's Kentucky Fried Chicken and A&W root beer.
See?
Oh, right, okay. I always thought that was just that's considered A&W root beer, or is it just like it's Kentucky Fried Chicken advertising that they have A&W root beer? Because that's the way I've always looked
at
that.
No, it's A&W root beer, which is a place where you can go in and get burgers and root beer, and it's just like Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, I'll be, you know, don't go in there, to be honest with you. I didn't know that. I thought it was just an advertisement for the A&W root beer. Like, you go by a store and they get a Coca-Cola sign outside?
Nope, it's...
Folks, I'm not stupid. I just didn't know that.
Oh, it's funny you said stupid, because that could have brought up another subject, but we're running out of time.
Wait a minute.
No, no, it wasn't you.
Oh, okay.
It's something I, a situation I had.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have time?
No, no, we're going to get like a minute left.
Can you just kind of quick? No.
No.
You have a chance, huh?
Maybe next week or the week after.
All right, so maybe next week we'll have a fistful of golden earring songs for you folks. And
Well, yeah, if Dan's here, absolutely.
Maybe I'll play
some. Of course, Phil,
like
if Phil's with you, you know, he may put a governor on you.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Folks, we just want to remind you of our favorite plumber, Mr. John Saluski, JohnSaluski at yahoo.com.
He's down in Columbia right now.
He is.
Yes, he is.
I hope he's listening online. And if you want to get in touch with him, but probably not right now because he's in Columbia, but his phone number is 603-234-6614. Don't forget to give John a call for any of your plumbing needs. He makes sure it goes down, so just make
yes,
sure.
Yes, he does.
Just make sure you get in touch
with
John.
He does tile work, too.
Excellent. Well, he's a good plumber. He knows his stuff. When he was here, he knew his stuff.
Okay.
So you've been listening to the R&D Show, and this is Ron Ferris.
And Dan Lynch.
From Vupa Productions.
From Daniel's Video Productions.
And you've been listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM.
And folks, seriously, if you need a DJ, give Ronnie a call. If you need a videographer, give me a call. You'll be happy with the price and the service.
1-800-882-2723 to reach me at Bupa Productions.
And you know what? You can go through Bupa Productions to get to Daniel's video as well.
That's it. Well, why don't we finish off with Dan's song again? Is that what we got? Or whatever you got, Bruce. Whatever you got is fine.
Wow.
Spencer Davis Group.
No kidding.
Did you know that?
Yeah, well, I know the song, but no, I did not know that.
You know it does a better version of this, don't you?
Who?
Chicago. It's like an 8-minute version.
Yeah, but there's nothing beats the original, I always say.
Well, I might be back next week, but Dan should be here if I'm not.
If I'm late, Bruce, play some Golden Earring.
All right.
We'll see you later, folks. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.